Hey guys, Blood Red Thorn here for my third audio boo now. This one is going to be about how I just discovered the power of the internet and how it can help you connect with people. I'm sorry if this podcast sucks because it's currently 10:45 and I'm absolutely exhausted. I got very little sleep the last couple of nights, completely my own fault, and I had a very busy day in college today. Something I discovered lately is how easy it is to connect with people through the internet. And I know it seems like I always mention this guy, Miles Dyer, in any podcast or vlog I do. And the only reason I do that is because he's the only vlogger I know. I'm sure at some point I'll find new ones and they'll inspire me, but so far he's the only one I've found. And I was at his live show last weekend and he fell asleep on camera. And I had gone out for the night. I had been at his live show, then I had gone out and I came back and I saw my email and it said he was still broadcasting. So I went and what I found was a room of about 17 people who were calling themselves villagers and a guy asleep on camera. And in the next succession of hours, I became best friends with these people, these villagers who had started this fan base for this guy, and I was astounded by how quickly I bonded with them just because we were bored and all in the same room. That's the only common factor we had. It wasn't even about this guy who was on camera. We were just bored and needed something to do, and we just started talking with each other. And I am relatively new to this whole kind of talking to your mic or talking to your camera on your own with no one else there. And I guess I've just realized the power of it all. Because I uploaded maybe 4 or 5 vlogs to YouTube so far, and each of them have gotten about 40 views. And I have uploaded 2 and 3 audio boos now. This will be the third. And my first audio boo got over 100 views, and it was on the Popular Boos page. And I find this very surprising because I don't know why they're watching it or listening to it, as the case may be. And then I realised all the people I met in Stickam at that live show who I became friends with, they all added me on Facebook and added me as a friend on Stickam and added me as a friend on YouTube and subscribed to my YouTube channel and followed me on Twitter. And they were the ones watching it, and even one of them retweeted my first audio boo, and they've become incredibly supportive. And I guess I've just realized how powerful this whole internet thing can be, and how you can actually meet people who aren't just trolls or wolves, as the village calls them. And I think I couldn't be sure, but it feels like the start of something. This feels like the start of something very brilliant for me, anyway. Because I've already made friends through this. People I talk to every couple of days, you know? People who I have long conversations well into the night with at the weekend after this guy falls asleep on a camera. And I think that's all I really want to say on that. Because it really does feel like I've just discovered this whole new medium of knowing people that don't live where I live or don't isn't the same age as me or anything. All you have to do is have one thing in common. And for us, it was just being in this room together, this stream room, this live show room. That's all we needed, and it already feels like it's going to be amazing. I hope this made sense. As I said, I'm extremely tired, and it probably didn't. Let me know.